KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The war in Gaza continues to be a political liability for Kamala Harris in Michigan. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports from Dearborn.
The Detroit area has the country's largest concentration of Arab Americans, and Democrats fear that Harris will pay a steep political price for the administration's steadfast support for Israel and its military operations in Gaza. On the campaign trail, the vice president has continually faced protesters calling the war a genocide, despite her call for an end to the war. In the meantime, Donald Trump has secured a number of endorsements from Muslim leaders in this part of the state. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Dearborn, Michigan.
Also at SRNnews.com, America's employers adding just 12,000 jobs in October. Last month's hiring gain was down significantly from the 223,000 jobs that were added in September. But economists have estimated that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with strikes at Boeing and elsewhere, had the effect of pushing down net job growth by tens of thousands. Striking workers at Boeing will vote on a new contract offer next week.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers says that its members will vote Monday on the latest proposal from Boeing. The union says Boeing is now offering general wage increases of 38% over 4 years, up from 35% in an offer that was rejected last week. The 7-week-old strike has shut down production of most Boeing airline planes. The union originally demanded 40% in raises over 3 years and restoration of traditional pensions. But Boeing has not budged on the pension issue. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, in a reversal from Thursday, all three major indexes now up more than 1%. This is SRN News. Witches love Disney.
Actual practitioners of Wicca are praising the TV series Agatha All Along, which streams on Disney Plus for what they call its accurate portrayal of their occult practices. One Florida woman who describes herself as a witch tells Religion News Service, quote, "The people that wrote this have to have a background in paganism, witchcraft, or something. The characters are not typical Hollywood witches." Some witches say they are incorporating aspects of the program into their rituals. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A second high court has ruled that the Japanese government's policy against same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The ruling, the latest in a series of decisions upholding plaintiffs' demands for gay marriage, and states the unconstitutionality more clearly than a 2022 lower court decision. Asia is generally a socially conservative region, but LGBT activists have been targeting it for at least a decade now. This is SRN News. A Washington State man who authorities say led a wildlife trafficking ring on a Native American reservation in Montana that killed thousands of eagles and hawks was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison. Travis John Branson must also pay more than $777,000 in restitution. Baseball's Fall Classic hit a home run with a lot of Americans.
The Dodgers' victory over the Yankees in Game 5 of the World Series averaged 18.5 million viewers across various platforms, according to Nielsen. The most-watched game in the Fall Classic since 2019. That's when Washington's Game 7 win over Houston averaged 23 million viewers. It's quite a turnaround from last year when the Texas Rangers title over the Arizona Diamondbacks in 5 games averaged a record low 9 million viewers. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.